This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As we all understand that this month we are celebrating so many things, especially people living with disability. So as MUT Radio, we've decided that today let us speak about disability awareness. Here on studio we have Usabelo Sibisi, who is a quantity survey, a third year here in the Mangosuthu University of Technology. He's the chairperson of SWUD, called the Student Living with Disability. Mr. Sibisi Usabelo, good morning and welcome to the MUT Radio.
Good morning to everyone. Ngiyabonga ithuba engilitholayo ukufika ku radio station. Kade ngifisa isikhathi sethu kufika ku MUT radio station.
Well, siyakwamukela kakhulu as the MUT radio station. What challenges do you usually encounter as a person living with disability?
First, my individual challenge or a challenge esifisayo as a student.
Yes.
Challenges we face as a student as a MUT as go chairperson since 2019 admin campus we're facing a lot of challenges. For example, in block C S6 and block C D, so Ali Kikish. So if Montana wheelchair,
yeah,
we are struggling for pair because Kish Lugu flow a puzzle now with flow a season. So le issue lena since in Africa 2018 issue enzima kakhulu nathi ukunzima ukuthi si solve. For example, sina we form a group as a student with disability block D. So if we form a group,
yes,
if we form a group
yeah,
siyakwazi ukuthi sisizane sonke kakhulukazi abafana. So if wena we amputee umuntu ongena umlenze khona ohamba wheelchair, so siyakwazi ukuthi siform igroup kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi uba uzomphekela nani ongasiyo into esisayinwe yona la, because thina la sizofunda. So indaba yekhishi inzima kakhulu. Enye into futhi ekhona la inzima kakhulu indawo yokufundela. So as umuntu ohamba nge-wheelchair kakhulukazi, ngiyakwazi ukuya kwe-TH, ngiyakwazi ukuya emaklasi nebusuku. So indawo yokufundela ayikho
conducive.
Yes. So my wheelchair wanaso space at DH indawo besinayo previously ithathiwe kwaba yiclinic. So okunzima kithi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sizenzele ezinye izinto. So yiwo ama challenges enginawo mina individually mancane kakhulu because kade ngikhona la eMangosuthu and sengi-explore kakhulu ko-UKZN nginokuya nani. So as mina ngi-motivated ngiyakwazi ukuzenzela ezinye izinto.
So as a person living with disability, would you say or would you agree with me when I say the government institution is doing enough to support people living with disability, more especially the education institution like here at Mangosuthu, because we really encourage people to come to school and to do everything here in school. So would you say government is doing enough?
Yes, I think MUT government is doing enough. Because MUT, we get in the sifuna. For example,
support and everything.
Support is. For example, mina, I have three fingers in one hand. So,
yes.
As a student counseling, so we are getting for extra time. If in albinism, some people are born gahle. So, we are cool sifund. So, MUT, bagwaz, we go to beginige lezo zinto lezo endi. Kuno NSFAS bursary okhona MUT. So NSFAS bursary uyakwazi ukuthi ukhokhele for ama-certificate device izinto ozoyisebenzisa wena. If ungaboni kahle kuba zibuko, if ungakwazi ukuhamba like wheelchair, yes, izinto kanjalo. If njengami nje mina ngiyastruggle ukuwriter, so if kuyimi ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngithole laptop ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngenze impilo yami ibe lula around MUT.
So we really applaud the MUT for supporting each and everyone. That really shows that you are proud to be an MUT student.
Yes.
Wow. So another question that I have here that I would like to ask you is that we understand that people, more especially people, like to sympathize with people living with disability, right? Yet we are... I believe that we are equal. We need to be treated equal. You don't have to treat a person specially or in a way just because of that person's condition. What can you say about that? How do you feel when a person sympathizes for you? Do you feel good or do you feel bad? Because some people used to say, you know, I don't really like it when people sympathize for me while I can do something for me. So making a practical example, you said you are really struggling when it comes to writing, right? So if I come to you and say, No, let's give me your paper, give me your pen. I will write it for you. How do you feel? How do you feel? If I may ask that question.
Yeah, sometimes I'm feeling right. Na nguti into melisias is tina banta bamnyama.
Yes.
Melimo kala ukuluma nomuntu approachable legal.
True.
Nguti zofigu switcha utingi palele. So ibanenge lozo kwa ukuluma ngai nomuntu ubo nguti uyagzuela. Cause nyogwa nguti ukamu kusuthi ngifuna ukubhalela because nami I feel like ngiyakwazi ukuzenzela yonke into noma ngistruggle kwesinye isikhathi.
Yeah.
So kuzo ukuwasha nani so sinabantu esizana nabo. So if kunzima ukuthi ngiwashe ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngikhulume nomuntu. If kunzima ukuthi ngenzeni ngiyakwazi ukukhuluma nomuntu because right now thina we are a team e Block D. So ama disability awafani so uyakwazi ukuthi usize umuntu nomunye umuntu nomunye umuntu. So yinto engiyikreatile mina as uchampion SWT since 2019 ukuthi asibe ngifamily ukwazi ukuthi usize umuntu oseceleni kwakho. So enye into engingayisho futhi lana ukuthi first now uma umuntu kumele uaccept eqala ukuthi unaleyo nto leyo because ongaka accept ufila ngathi wonke umuntu ubukisa ngawe. Kanti kwesinye isikhathi umuntu
showing love. Yes, exactly. Yes. So wow man, so proud of you. Like I can even tell when you speak that you are confident. You don't have a problem when a person comes to you and approach you. But as long as a person approaches you in a good manner, that what matters. I think everyone, whether you're living with disability or you're not living with a disability, when a person is coming to you and asked for ukuthi akusize as a person, you are looking at the manner in which that person afika ngakhona noma ufika ngendlela yokuthi uzokuthwenza in a way or uzofika ngendlela yokuthi I really want to assist you. You understand, man?
Yes, yes.
What can you say to a person who lives with disability and yet you feel that person is kind of like failing to accept him or herself as a person who lives with disability?
Engingakusho kakhulukazi MUT ngoba ngisho ukuthi thina we created a family. So ngingakithi MUT ama first student afike benenkinga but this time because ona akwazi ukuthi understand ukuthi kuka nje for example mina Facebook yonke indawo emavasithi sine structure sihlanganisa so mina izandla zami igcwele yonke indawo so anginayo problem ngaleyo nto leyo because into engizalwe nayo nani so umuntu kahlahla into ebalulekile ukuthi azazi yena first ukuthi ukanje because uzalwe nayo leyo nto leyo so if ezazi ukuthi ukanje uyakwazi ukuthi ebe ne-motivation ngakuye so thina la ngaphakathi ngeke ngikubeke njengokudelelana but sometimes siyabizana ngento nayo ukukhulisa ukuthi umuntu abe strong akwazi ukuthi aphume ngaphandle akwazi nasemsebenzini because kwesinye isikhathi if usaba uncenga uyincenga nawe ukuthi mina nganje so kuba nenkinga kakhulukazi ama student aqhamuka from special schools.
Yeah.
So la ma student ajwayele ukufunda nabantu abane disability
they only understand.
So kuba nzima mayesihamba la ekhempasini just like ukuthi bayambuka.
Yeah.
So thina we created a family like nje SWT structure is a family. Aya akekho umuntu ophatheka kabi uma ekhona if unkune nenkinga siyakwazi ukuthi sihlale sikhulume. Enye into engingayicela from MUT ukuthi amanye ama student attend amanye ama workshop from student with disability so that bezokwazi ukuthi banani nani because amanye ama disability ayinzalo so if ever wonke umuntu akayikhethela ukuba ne disability so if ever ezale ingane kanjalo uzokwazi ukuthi kunento kanje akwazi futhi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi athole usizo because amanye ama disability like for example khona umuntu ofana nami ongakwazi ukuzenzela izinto.
Yeah.
So if uthatha ukubheka akusuye leyo muntu i family ne background laphuma khona. So if ever uthola ingane uthola yonke into kumele wazi ukuthi uhlangane nabantu ukwazi ukuthola isolution because usinye isikhathi kuyakwazi ukwenzeka ukuthi umuntu ebe nesandla esiyoda ebe nani akwazi ukupheka akwazi ukudrive imoto akwazi everything ayenza.
Yeah.
Omunye akakwazi ukwenza lutho yabo lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi amanye ama-families awu understand and abanye abantu bashiftele i-disability eceleni because izinye ingane ziyavalelwa endlini.
Well, thank you so much, Sabelo, for sharing us like your journey as a person living with disability and sharing your experience. We really believe Guti, our listeners, students are listening, and also Abantu Emakhaya, they're also listening. Guti, how are we expected to treat people and how are we expected to engage with everyone?
This is an MUT Radio podcast.